综合模拟演练五。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. I'd like to change a doorbell since it's broken.
Wait, I can repair it.
Really? Thank you. Text 2.
My mother lost her job last week.
Sorry to hear that. Are you worried?
Not at all. My mother said she could find some part-time jobs.
Text 3. Lucy, that report on your desk has to be finished today, but I'm sick and can't come to the office.
I see the report, Bill. I'll finish it for you.
Text 4.
Hello, Sam. Do you want to go shopping with us?
I can't. My mother is making me stay at home.
How come?
I failed my math exam.
Text 5.
So, you are back from your trip to India. How was it?
Oh, not bad, but the food wasn't great.
How about the weather?
We had bright sunshine the whole time.
Text 5. 第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
Your boarding pass, please.
Here it is.
Thanks.
Where is my seat?
15A, just over there, sir.
Thank you, miss. By the way, where can I put my bag?
You can put your coat and small things on the shelf over your feet.
I've got two bags. I'm afraid I can't put them down there. Can I put them on the shelf above?
All right, sir.
And where is the washroom?
Behind the curtain.
Thank you again.
You are welcome. Your boarding pass, please.
Here it is.
Thanks.
Where is my seat?
15A, just over there, sir.
Thank you, miss. By the way, where can I put my bag?
You can put your coat and small things on the shelf over your feet.
I've got two bags. I'm afraid I can't put them down there. Can I put them on the shelf above?
All right, sir.
And where is the washroom?
Behind the curtain.
Thank you again.
You are welcome.
Listen to the seventh段材料，回答第八、九题。
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you sell special watches here?
What kind?
The kind with Donald Duck on the face.
I'm afraid we don't have any now. That kind is sold out. But we've some with the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's even nicer. How much are they?
13 yuan, 40 fen each.
Good. I'll buy two.
All right. That'll be 26 yuan, 80 fen.
Here you are.
Yes, here's your change, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good afternoon, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Do you sell special watches here?
What kind?
The kind with Donald Duck on the face.
I'm afraid we don't have any now. That kind is sold out. But we've some with the Mickey Mouse.
Oh, that's even nicer. How much are they?
13 yuan, 40 fen each.
Good. I'll buy two.
All right. That'll be 26 yuan, 80 fen.
Here you are.
Yes, here's your change, sir. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Today, we are going to discuss how to write better.
Excuse me.
Ah, Tom, you're late again.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Green.
What's the excuse this time?
I must have turned off my alarm clock and gone back to sleep again.
If you had gone to bed earlier, you wouldn't be late for school now.
Last night, I did my homework until midnight.
So, where is it?
Oh, I just don't know what to say. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
This is the third time you've been late for my class, and the sixth time you've forgotten to bring your homework this month.
I'm really sorry. I promise it won't happen again. Please forgive me.
Today, we are going to discuss how to write better.
Excuse me.
Ah, Tom, you're late again.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Green.
What's the excuse this time?
I must have turned off my alarm clock and gone back to sleep again.
If you had gone to bed earlier, you wouldn't be late for school now.
Last night, I did my homework until midnight.
So, where is it?
Oh, I just don't know what to say. I can't tell you how sorry I am.
This is the third time you've been late for my class, and the sixth time you've forgotten to bring your homework this month.
I'm really sorry. I promise it won't happen again. Please forgive me.
Good morning, Miss Smith, secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Smith, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called? And tell her that the meeting about the trade fair is on Thursday the 12th at 2 p.m.
Fine. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm that she can come before tomorrow?
Yes. And what number is it?
802-9714, extension 246.
Fine, I've got that. I'll get the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Miss Smith's secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Smith, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called? And tell her that the meeting about the trade fair is on Thursday the 12th at 2 p.m.
Fine. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm that she can come before tomorrow?
Yes. And what number is it?
802-9714, extension 246.
Fine. I've got that. I'll get the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Once there was a little girl called Lucia. When she saw other kids playing with their pets, she also wanted to have one. But she knew her family was poor, so she never asked her parents to buy one for her. When she was about to turn 12, her father surprised her by buying her a little black dog as her birthday present. Lucia was very happy, and she named it Puppy. One Saturday morning, Lucia and Puppy went for a walk in the woods near the village. Suddenly, Puppy ran to a tall tree and brought out a black bag from under the fallen leaves there. Lucia was surprised. When she opened the bag, she found a lot of jewelry in it. She didn't know whose it was, so she decided to give the bag to the police. They told her that the jewelry had been stolen from a jewelry shop. When the jewelry was returned to the shop, the owner was so thankful that he gave Lucia a lot of money as a reward. With the money, Lucia's family bought a small farm and lived a better life.
Once there was a little girl called Lucia. When she saw other kids playing with their pets, she also wanted to have one. But she knew her family was poor, so she never asked her parents to buy one for her. When she was about to turn 12, her father surprised her by buying her a little black dog as her birthday present. Lucia was very happy, and she named it Puppy. One Saturday morning, Lucia and Puppy went for a walk in the woods near the village. Suddenly, Puppy ran to a tall tree and brought out a black bag from under the fallen leaves there. Lucia was surprised. When she opened the bag, she found a lot of jewelry in it. She didn't know whose it was, so she decided to give the bag to the police. They told her that the jewelry had been stolen from a jewelry shop. When the jewelry was returned to the shop, the owner was so thankful that he gave Lucia a lot of money as a reward. With the money, Lucia's family bought a small farm and lived a better life.